as you pass through this bridge, you bring the bridge to life, and at the same time, you become the muscle and the sinew and the cellular structure of Fingerspan. I'm Jody Pinto, the artist who created Fingerspan.
She doesn't want to hit you over the head with the meaning of her art. I think she means for it to be more mysterious. I'm sure every person has his or her own interpretation of the piece and what your role in that work of art is. My name's Julie Courtney, and I'm an independent curator in Philadelphia, and I've known Jody Pinto for over 30 years.
You want to develop something that has resonance for the site and at the same time speaks to the history. The community told me that there had been bridges before Fingerspan, so I thought about all of the wonderful covered bridges in Pennsylvania, and I decided that this had to be a covered bridge to resonate with the history of bridges in Pennsylvania. The idea to use Corten steel parallels the idea of people passing through and bringing the bridge to life. Corten steel itself is a living material. When rain touches Corten steel, it forms a coating. It also turns a very beautiful, deep, deep brown. And in that way, Fingerspan melts into the forest around it.
The first time you see Fingerspan, it is a delightful surprise, and it's so unexpected out in the woods. And even when you come many times, you still get that little leap in your heart.
A teacher named Diana Gomez wrote to Fairmount Park Art Association and told them about their experience of going through Fingerspan.
It was probably a 10-minute hike, scrambling over rocks from the car to the bridge. So not your typical school field trip. You know, the light was shining through and dappling the kids' faces, and they were having a great time with the light on their hands, making spots on their hands, and they loved looking for the fingernail and holding their own fingers up and seeing how the bridge was similar to a finger shape, and they loved the sound of it running, stomping back across, and even hearing it echo as they were inside it, and hearing the sound of their feet as they went from the dirt onto the metal and then back to the dirt.
For me, the thrill of creating Fingerspan was working with collaborators, working with Fairmount Park Art Association, but also the idea that people are walking through Fingerspan. They're bringing it to life. They're talking about it. It's a living bridge.